you, especially those who are visiting with us today, some by strangers by face, by name, but not by spirit. We are always happy to have friends with us, and we're happy to have you. We'd like for you just to lift your hand wherever you are, so our ushers will see you and recognize you. Thank you. I see a number of hands this morning. And it's always good to see you and to have you in this service with us. Yeah, we've got four there, Brother Noel. Isn't that wonderful? All right, I see we have a Marine here to take order today. Isn't that nice? We have Ronnie Gerganis back with us. Ronnie just finished up down at Paris Island. He was the religious leader in his group and assisted the chaplain in his work. And we are really proud of Ronnie. We know that he has a good mother and father and grandfather. And, well, you know, that's what Paul said over in the book of Timothy, wasn't it, about goes all the way back. So Ronnie, it's good to see you. Stand up and let everybody see how nice you look. Isn't that nice? And I tell you, I like your hairdo. It's really good. It's good. But you had to have that, don't you, to go through all that basic. Then we're delighted to have today again worshiping with us some of our overseas friends who are with us. It's always good to have visitors in our congregation. You'll notice in your bulletin today the opportunities we have today. Tonight we'll be preaching on finding happiness. At the same time, we will be showing some more slides. And we had a quite interesting time last week, and I was looking around. I don't think I'm going to get through in two more nights. I just had so many of them. Then Wednesday night we have Sunday school supper at 6 o'clock. We'd like for you to sign up on the list for this. We hope that your department will be represented in this. And then the hour of prayer at 7:30, and the choir at 8:30. And then there's a good reminder and a note at the bottom. Don't forget your puppet committee. Pray for them. Every day, God still answers prayer. Well, it's nice for everyone to be here today. We've had a busy week this week. I'm sure you have. I met myself coming back once or twice this week with the many things we had to do with the funerals and the weddings and so forth. But we're here, and we're ready to assume our study in the book of Acts. So let's stand and sing the doxology. Thank thee for giving us a great day, a beautiful day, to come to thy house to worship. We thank thee for all the friends who have gathered with us this morning, and we pray thy divine blessings upon us, that truly the Holy Spirit might speak to each of us, and we shall be able to carry something away in our hearts God has said specifically to us, because it's in His name we ask it and pray. Amen. Now our first hymn is 448. This is a hymn we love to sing. It has the gospel in it. And one that really brings life. 448. Scripture reading 577. In the back of your hymnal, you will find this 577. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me.
And
not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether.
Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence?
If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there.
For I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the most part of the city.
Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
If I say, surely the Lord shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me.
Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
May God add his blessing to the reading of his wonderful word. Now at this time, we come to a period of meditation and prayer. And we hope that you will have something upon your heart for which to be thankful or which to make a petition. Shall we bow for this time? Heavenly Father, we thank thee for these moments. Always prayer time is a precious time, a time in which we open our minds and souls in the interest of needs for ourselves and for others and for thy kingdom. We know that God is a helper of the helpless, and times we feel we're so helpless. We know that he sustains us and comforts us, even the mourning heart, the troubled heart, the sinful heart. We know that our Father, that he is the one who comes and will help by his holy living word to raise us up and to give us safety in his everlasting light. We pray, our Father, today that you would give us strength as we have returned to this quiet place of worship. And we pray that thou shalt help us in all the duties out in the week, all the aspirations we have to be truer, more diligent, more like Jesus, and less of self. We pray that thou would help us to put less trust in ourselves and put more trust and rest all on thee. We pray, our Father, today that even in this hour, some of us may even find it in our hearts to dedicate ourselves anew and afresh to thy service and to thy will. We pray thy divine blessings to reach out toward all those that we love, those that we know, in our memory, in our home relationships and families. Some are far away from us, some are close by. We pray for each one. And dear Lord, we pray for those that are shut in the hospitals and the homes today, the nursing homes, and those who suffer day after day some physical affliction. We just pray that thy healing touch may be upon them, and they might feel somehow today on God's day that we are remembering and that God is also present. And now, Father, we pray that thou shalt bless and guide us day by day, so that when we have finished the end of the day, we shall say, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And we will be thankful in our hearts that God has even given us the work that we have finished and completed. Now make this service today one that will reveal the glory of God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we ask it. Amen. Now we're going to sing hymn number 277. 277. We have heard a joyful sound. Jesus saved. Jesus saved. 277. We want to stand with you. Father, we thank thee for the opportunity of giving. We pray thy blessings upon the tithes and offerings today to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. In your Bibles, you will turn with me to Acts chapter 22. One of the most dramatic pictures ever painted on a canvas is painted by Luke in this chapter. Paul is making his last visit to Jerusalem. And in chapter 21 and verse 37 through the following, you will discover that Paul is standing on the old castle steps, the winding steps, and the crowd has gathered, and in verse 37, Paul is asking to speak to the mob. "May I speak one word," he says. The following verse, the captain quizzed him about being the Egyptian leader who had recently brought about a riot in which 4,000 people had been killed. Paul said, "No, I'm a Roman. I'm a Jew. And I'm not the Egyptian." And so they made a compromise, and the captain said, "Well, you can speak, provided you do not talk against the government." So in verse 40, he stands on the stairway to give the most powerful address, the contents of which deals with his Hebrew ancestry, him as a leader of the persecution. But when he comes to his reference to the Gentiles, he just undoes it all. So there are four things in chapter 22. You will see, first of all, Paul's childhood. Second, you will see his conversion. Third, you will see his commission. And finally, you will see the condemnation. So we began with the first, his childhood. In verses 1 through 4, Paul unravels his defense, which really is not a defense in a way. It is about his conduct in life that he is talking about. In the second verse, Luke pictures everything getting quiet. It is really a hush. As he talks about himself. In fact, what Paul is doing here, we would say today in our language, he is giving a personal testimony. If someone were to ask you, "Give me a personal testimony about your life," well, you would begin with your childhood. You would come along to the day you were converted. You would talk about the experiences you've had in life, the difficult times, and you would bring a summation of the whole biography together. So Paul begins here in verse 3. "Let me tell you," he says, "something about myself. I was born," he said, "in Tarsus, the city of Cilicia. And then I was educated at the feet of Gamaliel and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers. And I was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day."